Well, we saw a show of hands a moment ago from many new ones. We are very, very thankful you're here. We love you. For all of those that have come back again, we're very thankful that you're here. It's been a long trip for some. Somebody came all the way from Nova Scotia. I've thought of a couple of the songs that we've sung about this evening. And I might just make a comment before we begin. 200. We sang this. He glorified thee on the earth. Do you know what the Lord wants of you and I? He wants that this would be said of us. That as the Lord Jesus glorified the Father, so we would. As I checked in this afternoon, about 1 o'clock, I met the new man that's going to be in charge here. And something was said about our group. Do you know what he said to me? I've already heard about your group. I know it's a good one. We carry Christ through this world every day. How important. He says, he glorified thee on the earth. Thy work by him was done. And that's what the Lord wants out of you and I. That is, the Lord Jesus glorified his Father. And as he was always the man who was subject to his God and Father in every way, the effect of this conference has really been positive when that is coming out of your life and mine. That we are subject to this one. That we are carrying on the work that he has given us to do in the local assemblies. Now, how is this to be? There's another song that we sang. 181. Yes, we see thee, crowned with glory, highest honor to thee given. But the glory of thy person is the light that shines in heaven. Dear young person, mark this. Thou art greater, glorious Savior, than the glory thou hast won. He is greater, and we want to lift the person of the Lord Jesus before us as we begin these thoughts tonight. This the greatness of thy glory, ever blessed. Thou art the Son. The psalmist said this. Magnify, O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. You see, before we go listening to what the Lord wants from you and I need to have a fresh perspective of who he is. The greatness of his person. The greatness of his work. The greatness of his glory. You know, if I've lost that, if I don't have that set before me, in my practical experience here, I will be much like the first man that we're going to study. I'll be like Samson. There may be good things that will come from my life. There may be ways that the Lord will be able to use me. But I will miss his greatest intentions, that he wanted to take the life of this man. And he wanted to use him. He had a will. He had a plan. Let me tell you something. There was nothing wrong on God's side. And that's what we're here about this week. Nothing wrong on his side. The problem is always on ours. I want you to turn to Psalm 33, before we go to Isaiah 1. I'll look at my clock. I'll try to keep within about 20 minutes. But these verses have freshly come before me today. I'll read them first. Psalm 33, at the middle of verse 5. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Listen to this. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake. He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood still. Let us exalt his name together. You know, it's a wonderful way to begin the conference, to begin speaking of the greatness and of the glory of the one that we belong to. Everybody here, I'm sure, has seen the ocean. I'm sure everybody has been and seen the beach, a wonderful. And, you know, we might stand and look, and perhaps we can see for 20 miles. As they were searching for the young man, the two young men on the boat, just before Christmas, I was struck by the fact that those who came on to say, the search is ended, could say, we have searched 50,000 square miles, and there's not a trace of them anywhere. Sounds like a whole lot. It is a drop in the bucket. Think, when I went overseas years ago, we flew. It seemed like 20 hours over the water. Young person, he spoke, and it was done. Think of that. I like the mountains. I love to see the grandeur and the beauty. This summer we were out west and we saw Mount Hood from the plain. And we saw the vast mountain ranges as we went from Seattle to Spokane. And I thought, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Young person, the one that we belong to spoke, and it was done. But I want to give you a sphere. You see, this little ball that we live on is minute. When we go out on a clear night, and we look into the heavens, and the greater the telescope, the further we see. And then we begin to try to think and imagine in our mind how far and how big. And we can't. We don't have the mental capacity. He spake, and it was done. And he created the stars also. This is our Redeemer. And he went to Calvary. And that is the greatest of any work that has ever been done. Do you know something? The one that was the masterpiece, master architect, has an interest in a tiny little speck of clay here upon this ball, this globe called the earth. Do you realize how little we are when we look at the universe that he has created. But he has an interest in each one of us. He has a will. He has a plan. He has desires. And he wants to use you and I. He wants our lives to be just as we sang, to be the lives of men and women that bring glory and honor to his name.